Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome into our special edition of the Saints Hour, brought to you by the Bullseye Event Group here at Yulman Stadium for the Saints Open practice, as fans have been filing in to see their beloved Black and Gold back in Louisiana. We're going to head down to the sideline now for a little injury update on folks. Jeff, how's it going down there? I know we've talked about a little of seeing Alvin Kamara and Talise Fuaga, Pete Werner, and obviously Juwan Johnson back too, but some notable absences so far.
Yeah, you got the important ones in terms of the returners, right? You're seeing Pete Werner, seeing Juwan Johnson out here. It's a good sign. Still no Marshawn Lattimore. The biggest new absence that I can see, obviously Kool-Aid McKinstry got injured during the game, but Chase Young isn't out here. We didn't see him leave the field for any purpose, get nicked up at all, so that's going to be one we have to talk to Dennis Allen about after the game. But otherwise, you know, a lot of the same. Kendre Miller, Rico Payton's got banged up in the game. He's a new absence as well. Isaiah Stallburg, Jalen Ford, Monty Rice, Nick Saldivari, Trajan Jeffcoat, Mason Tipton, Dallin Hulker got hurt before the game, Kevin Rader, and I believe that's it. Let me double check. Yeah, I believe that's all the absences. So, you know, very similar attendance with just a few of those guys returning. But it's really good to see Juwan. I think he's going to add an element to this offense that they sorely need at the tight end position.
Well, Jeff, and Chase Young, you know, like, well, he's been unbelievable. We're ready to put him in the Saints Hall of Fame, and he ain't even played in a real game. But I'm almost expecting the expectations. Now, you have to look. Like he's being Trevor Penning. Like I told somebody, he whipped Trevor Penning like three reps in a row, and they go, and? Like, they, you know, okay, so who's he beating? So I told him.
And that wasn't accurate either.
Yeah, but you know how everybody was saying that?
It was still wrong. He didn't make that play. He made two plays
two
in a row
okay.
on Trevor. But one play, it was Granderson that made the play. Now, Chase was closing very closely. But I mean, it was the same thing in the game. There was a series where all three plays that they ran, he either made the play or he impacted the play where somebody else was forced to make a tackle because he had that much penetration or he beat the double team.
I tell you what, Deuce and Hoss, I'd be surprised if Chase Young plays 17 games. I don't know what's the over and under if you don't get double digit sacks. I just think his high motor and, you know, the expectations, it's not like...
And a contract year.
Yeah, where he came from, yeah, that, I don't know, I'll say for sure at least 8, if not 10 or 12 sacks.
Right now I probably have him at about 8 sacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd say 8, and then I'm just, you know, hoping like 10 or 12, whatever, and, you know, it doesn't matter by committee. All I know is when all said and done, if you're going to be amongst the best, you got to be high 40s, low 50s. 48, 52, 53. Who was yesterday where was he at? It was somebody had told Mike or...
At the slipper?
The Saints are going to get 60 sacks. I go, 60 sacks? How about we just get 50? And now 60 would be awesome. You're talking about the lunch bunch, you know.
Yeah, you're going back to 2001.
Yeah, that's like NFL history stuff. I mean, come on, 60, let us just get to 50, then we're doing our job.
You got to get them in pass situations, right?
Yeah.
As you say, you earn the right to rush the passer, and you got to get them in some – if you got to stop that run, or they're not going to be in those third and whatever.
Third and – third and eight, third and nine, some that's a realistic down. The one thing, you know, you always have to avoid, and that's why I always look at the penalties. You know, like you never won that old thing. This is a Mara thing. 9 penalties or more are 100 yards. Well, the one thing, and, you know, And I was part of this. We led the NFL in third down conversions at 48.5%. You know, Drew Brees at one time, I think they were 54%, which is unbelievable. But how you convert on third down and move the chains, you got to avoid first and 20. Now, because you're probably punting. You know, first and 15 that's stacked against you, but then you get a penalty like first and 20 or now it's second and 15.
Or second and 10.
And you're probably not going to have a sustained drive and you end up having to punt.
You know, Bobby, one thing that I think you'll get a kick out of, you haven't gotten to watch these practices yet, but keep an eye on Andrew Janoco, the new quarterback's coach. I'm not sure I've ever seen an assistant coach who covers more mileage during a practice. He's always like jogging around, running after quarterbacks, up to him after the play. He's really fun to watch. A lot of energy there.
That's him working in with the quarterbacks with the gold shirt on.
I could see that he can't stay still. You know, the only coach who was like, now this is a D-line coach.
Yeah.
You remember John Pease?
Yeah.
Okay. His nickname, D-line from Utah, was Manchild. He used to go out and ham, and I never more was like, what are you doing? We're all looking at him. Everybody tried to avoid him. He'd make you sweat just looking at him. He'd go punt to himself before practice. And he would take four showers a day. He never used Johnson, talcum powder. I never seen a person, Dean Kleinsman, the trainers, they get all mad because he'd have powder everywhere. He would literally take four showers a day. Now, one thing he was famous for, he was not only the New Jersey state champion in racquetball, he came to Louisiana and won the Louisiana state championship in racquetball.
Dual state champs.
Manchild. I'll tell you, he'd run around. I mean, it was like, oh, you're getting me tired just watching you. No, he literally punt himself and just feel the ball, and he's like sweating. No, it's like kind of like the QB coach now for the Saints, like Jeff was saying. Yeah,
he was vociferous like that in Irvine, but in OTAs – in minicamp, you thought he was the OC, right? Now, and Clint is somewhat, you know, he's
measured.
He's engaged, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he is measured. But Janoco is not. He's all over the place.
He's a new man child.